Thank you for joining us for our Daily Phil devotional. Take a moment to pray and ask God to prepare your heart to hear from Him.
Hi, my name is Ryan Paulson. I'm the lead pastor at Emmanuel Faith Community Church and am bringing you a devotion entitled Priorities Under Pressure. A few months ago, our family minivan was breaking down enough that we decided we had to get a new one. That meant we had to go do the dreaded deed of car shopping. Some people love shopping for cars, but I am not one of those people. I don't like being hassled or haggled. I don't like being coerced, and I don't like being taken advantage of. And it seems like those things happen regularly when shopping for a car. I went to a dealer, and sure enough, the upsell started. The need for the special security system, the clear undercoating, the extended warranty. I didn't go for any of it because I knew what I wanted and how much I was willing to spend, but the temptation was there. That got me thinking about the way that our priorities and convictions are challenged under pressure. Nehemiah was confronted with the same challenge. In Nehemiah chapter 6, verse 5, we read, "In the same way, Sanballat, for the fifth time, sent his servant to me with an open letter in his hand." Nehemiah tells us that it was an open letter. That's important because most letters from leaders in that day were not. Usually a letter would have been sealed with the leader's personalized seal so that the recipient knew it was from him. So why send an open letter? The goal was to spread a rumor about what was happening in Jerusalem. The goal was to create a coalition of people that would unite against Nehemiah. The goal was to create a court of public opinion that would get Nehemiah to come down from the wall. The hope was to create pressure that would take Nehemiah away from his calling. I've thought about that lately because our priorities get challenged in the same way. All of us have to answer the questions. Will we stay true to the truth of Scripture in a culture of compromise? Will we prioritize our families in a time when everyone seems to want to get ahead? Will we live for Jesus when the world around us thinks that's foolishness? How will we respond when people disagree with us? Our response to pressure to change our priorities will shape the trajectory of our lives because aligned priorities lead to empowered living. Nehemiah knew that he was called to rebuild the wall, and he stuck with that task until it was done. He didn't care who opposed him. Take some time today and think through your internal and external pressures that war against you living in alignment with your priorities. Are there any areas you're compromising because of pressure? Take some time and repent, and then realign your life with the way of Jesus. Let me pray for you as you do that today. Father, I pray that you would help us to recognize and name some of the pressures that we feel, internally and externally. And Lord, if there's any way we're giving in to those pressures, would you show us where that is? And call us forward to something better. Help us repent and turn to you and walk with you more wholeheartedly. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Have a great rest of your day, friends. God bless.
Daily Phil Devotionals is a ministry of Emmanuel Faith Community Church. If you'd like to learn more about our church, read more devotionals, listen to our sermons, or give to our ministries, please visit efcc.org.